Oh, the width of the path, yes. Just to clarify, that the 1.2 metres really applies to the very narrow pinch point and the short stretch that would affect if this scheme were implemented. In response to the question, could two buggies pass one another at the same time? Possibly it would be a struggle, but as I alluded to, the suggestion that is made here is the chances of that happening are quite slim. And if they did, the likelihood, human nature, is that one person would stop and let the other one, unless they were both in a very big hurry to get wherever they're going. It's an unlikely occurrence, but yes, if two came up at the same time, then it might be difficult for them to pass.
Thank you. Councillor Heaney?
I've noticed under 673 here, it says the entire length of the hedgerow along the eastern site boundary, which is this head we're talking about, will be lost as part of the current proposal. The applicants have, however, indicated that to compensate for the loss of the eastern hedgerow, new native species hedgerows will be created along the western boundary of the open space, as well along the northern boundary. Are they talking about they're going to put in a new hedge on the edge of that green bit? Is that what they're talking about, the open space? What are they? I don't understand exactly what they're doing there. That's one point. And the second point is, I must point out that I go to this surgery, and they're so full. This financial contribution, I know this isn't a planning reason and all the rest, but I have to point it out. This financial contribution they're being asked for will go to buildings, which the NHS will sit in a pot, and the doctors at this surgery themselves have had to pay out of their own salaries to hire another doctor, because which is quite, to my way of thinking, totally unacceptable. So I do really think these, you know, it shows how overbuilt this area is becoming.
Thank you.
Can I ask Gary to come back a bit? Oh, sorry.
Thank you, Chairman. A couple of points, really. One, where exactly is the pinch point, please, on the map? So I know I can...
just about there. You can see very clearly it's on the narrowest part of that middle bit.
So just down from where the hedge is, then?
Yes, so it's down from the hedge.
And mention was made by the agent that we should only consider, because the only reason that the previous application was rejected was because of highways. I'd just like some advice, please. This is a completely new application, in my view. Therefore, all reasons for either approval or refusal should be looked at. Councillor McWilliams mentioned that it's outside of the defined settlement development boundary in both the old plan and the new plan, and I think that has some strength. The highways issue, I don't think, has been addressed. I know it's only 7 metres, but it's 7 metres too much. So I'd like some advice as to whether we can actually consider other reasons for either approval or refusal, as it's a completely new application.
Yes.
If I start with Councillor Heaney's comment about 6.73, I confess I think that's a bit of a hangover from the scheme that was previously proposed, where there would be that loss of the hedgerow. So my apologies for that. That's my error. The issue about the schools and health acknowledged, but the standard response, I'm afraid, is if that's acceptable to the authorities involved, the NHS and the education authority, then we stand little chance of arguing that appeal. Councillor Baker, this is a new application. All reasons should be re-looked at. Of course, that is true, but you have to consider very carefully what might have changed between the last application being refused and now to lead the committee to come to a different view. In terms of it being excluded from the local plan, because we still only at 4.1-year supply, then we're still required by the national framework to consider all applications on their merits, even if they're outside of what's shown in the plan. And although the local plan is far better than the last version of it, the new one, in terms of meeting the objectively assessed housing need, it still is a draft, so it is still subject to change. So we have to limit the amount of weight that we apply to it accordingly. Now, if we had a five-year supply, I'd be inclined to add a lot more weight to the new plan, but because we're not in that situation, I think the committee has to consider very carefully whether anything has changed between consideration of the last application and this one, if it is thinking about other reasons for refusal. But also in terms of the legal precedent, which what Mr. Barnes was talking about, is that unless we can demonstrate that something has fundamentally changed, we could easily be accused of acting in an unreasonable way. So when the application, either this one or the older one, go to appeal, and we're trying to uphold something that we have limited justification for, in those circumstances we would be vulnerable to a cost claim. And the other thing, just to remind members, of course, is that this solution involving in the slightly wider footpath is something that has been accepted by the committee to facilitate the other development.
Mm-hmm. Councillor Benison.
Thank you, Chairman. I'd like to refer back to the pinch point again, where the road is 6 metres wide and the possibility of two lorries passing each other 5.6 metres width overhanging the footpath. So if two prams are being pushed in opposite directions and they decide, one decides to go into the road to let the other one pass because there are houses there, you can't go in somebody's front garden, there is a major problem there with the possibility of pedestrians being wiped out by passing lorries, as we've seen in our various visits to this site. I didn't actually vote for the other one because I thought this was a really, really dangerous road. I think the merits of new housing in this area is outweighed by the danger in the highway, and I'm not happy with, I wouldn't be voting to approve this plan, and I would actually like to propose that we refuse because of the safety issues on the highway.
Well, I think, yeah, I'll give you a chance, but all I'll say is I already have one proposal which hasn't been seconded to refuse, but yes, Gary.
Yes. I mean, we're coming to the stage now where, of course, the committee will need to vote, but what I remind the committee, if there are concerns about that kind of the perfect storm of two major lorries coming together at the same time as two pedestrians coming out into the carriageway, again, the Highways Authority has considered this proposal. The Highways Authority has considered the safety aspects and the capacity issues as well, and if that were generally felt to be a risk so high that they couldn't possibly support it, then they would have done that. They would have issued an objection to this scheme. Believe it or not, they would have issued an objection to that scheme. That's not what's happened here. We have the Highway Authority with no objection to the scheme. I just remind members of that before we go any further.